transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. This is the word of the Lord. Let's go before him in prayer tonight. Lord, you are the one who has stood in our place. And as we gather so many years after that day that you stood in our place on the cross, Lord, we are thankful for all that you have done for us. Lord, we trust and we praise you as we worship you tonight. Lord, help us and show us your sacrifice for us and what it means to stand justified before God through your death on the cross. Lord, be with us this evening as we worship you, as we seek your face, even as we remember your death on our behalf. And Lord, unify us by your Spirit as we remember your wounds by which we are healed. And Lord, it is in your name we pray. Amen.
And did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for sinners such as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty maker died for man, the creature's sin. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thus I might hide my blushing face while Calvary's cross appears. Dissolve my heart in thankfulness and melt cross, at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Yes, Lord, when we reflect upon your cross and the sacrifice that you have given for us, we find hope, we find joy, and we find peace. Lord, so we praise you for your wonderful love, your wonderful act of love that we can never repay. Lord, may it just lead us into deeper awe and wonder of who you are, Lord, and just lead us even into greater sacrifice for you and into deeper relationship with you. Pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
When I survey the cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Too small, love so.
when I survey.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt in the darkness. We were waiting without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, God of glory, majesty. Forever to the King of Kings. Praise you, Jesus, to reveal the kingdom coming and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation. You did not despise the cross, for even in your suffering you saw to the other side, knowing this was our salvation. Jesus, for our sake you died. That you, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted, you were condemned. Now I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted. You were condemned. Now I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. That you, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all. In all I do, I honor you.
Yes, Jesus, your love is so amazing. The only reason that we are forgiven and accepted is because you were forsaken and condemned. Because you died and rose again. And so, Lord, we just don't want to take that lightly. We don't want to take it for granted. But we just want to thank you afresh today for your unfathomable love. Lord, increase our understanding of your love. Increase our awe for your sacrifice. We praise you, Jesus. Can we just sing that chorus one last time together? Really lift up those voices.
Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do.
Amen. If you'd remain standing with me, if you're able, as we read tonight's passage, which will be Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. So if you'd like to turn in a paper Bible or on your phone, we'll be reading from the book of Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated.